Okay, goeiemôre almal. Those that I haven't said hello to, good morning. Ek gaan deel vanoggend oor ietsie. I'm going to share something that I've been reminded freshly of. It's kind of like when you put on a pair of, or you take a pair of binoculars and you know that you're seeing it, but when the binoculars are there and it's a bit blurry, that you kind of adjust it and you make sure and it comes into focus so that you can see it clearly. And it's been a very fresh reminder for me, and I just want to encourage us and go through a couple of scriptures in line with this. And that's a couple of views or ways that we see church that have crept in, I think, over generations throughout the world. There's a couple of views that have come into church. When I mean church, I mean a group of people that is coming together for a specific purpose, whether it's on this place or that place or this home or this field or under the tree or however it may look. But over time, I've been reminded and seen that there's some things that have crept in. And one thing that's important to know is that my view on something influences the way that I engage in it. So the view that I have on something is going to influence me in such a way that I'm going to engage, or I'm going to respond, or I'm going to act in a certain way as a result of my view on that thing. And so at the moment, this is crucial for me for a few reasons. Firstly, I was never brought up in a church environment, so I've got zero background of all these institutions and all the structures, and so it's important for me to know that it's biblical, or to see what is biblical. So that's one of the reasons. The other one is I'm part of a local church. I'm a member in a local church, so it's important for me to know that this is biblical, that we are operating according to the Word. And then thirdly, I'm finding myself in many situations these days, maybe for a while, where many people are asking about, how does it work? You know, we're seeing this and we're seeing that, and how does it work? And it's people that believe in the Son of God and is part of a local church is asking questions. People that do believe, that is not at all in line and not keen for the church as a result of hurt, background, past. And then there's people that is asking that have got zero to do with the Son of God at all. And so when these things come my way, I need to make sure, how am I seeing this? What is biblical? And so we're going to just go through a little bit of a journey in line with this. And I need to be sure, and I just want to encourage you. And there's a few things that God has brought out that's really encouraged me, that's given me a fresh revelation or a fresh reminder, and it's been good for me. Let me not say that now. So a couple of views. The first view that I've realized, and I don't know if I've been to Canada, New Zealand, in the middle of Malawi for some time, Southeast Asia, and everywhere I go, I'm really seeing these three views that is part of church, a called out group of people that is coming together for a specific purpose. And one of them is kind of this view or this model or the setup, kind of like an orphanage. There's a bunch of people coming in, there's a staff or staff members, and they're just making sure that everyone is satisfied, everyone is fed, everyone is clean, everyone is happy, and the orphan is just running around doing what they want to do, how they want to do it, until something maybe happens one day. And that's one view that has kind of crept in. The other one is, and this is the most common one that I'm seeing all over, hearing on different platforms from different congregations and different people and individuals, and that is kind of like a business model. So the church is kind of this business model has crept into the church, and maybe I can give an example. I don't know, have anyone been to Canada here? No one? So if you go to Canada, you will see this incredible customer service. It's lekker. I would say it is baie lekker. So I like customer service. I love a beautiful meal where you go to a restaurant and there is this experience that you have as a result of a service that you received. We were in Robertson and we went to this beautiful restaurant. And I can't remember what I ate, But I do remember the way that they went around, and the customer service was brilliant. And you come and you sit down, and they do what they do. They bring out the bread, they bring out the water, and you're going in to some sort of restaurant or hotel or whatever business it is, because I want to get something, and actually moeite maak. So I'm going to a restaurant, ek is nou honger, and I want to get food, but I don't want to wash the dishes. I don't want to prepare the food. I want to go and receive an experience. And you sit down, and I'm not a guy that complains too much when I don't get what I want at a restaurant, but I'll remember it. I'll go to a place where there's bad customer service. Ek sal maar nou, ach man, dit is nie so ernstig hier, dit is regtig okay. But I'll definitely remember it, that this was bad customer service. But this is definitely problematic. If I try do this at home or at my mother-in-law's house, where I come to the table and I sit and ek is nou op soek, I want my water and maybe a little basket of bread, and I say, luister, maar waar is my water? My ma's, my skoonma's van Namakwa, sy sal van my mooi verduidelik, luister hierso. Dit werk nie, it doesn't work like this here in this place. And she will make it very clear that you can stand up yourself and you can get the water. And as jy broodjie soek, daar is het daar en daar. And it's because it's family. And that's the third aspect of view that is part of our congregation, churches throughout the world. This kind of orphanage way, business model, and family. And maybe there's more, possibly, but these are the three that is consistent throughout congregations, throughout the world, the people of God that is coming together for a specific purpose. This orphanage way, this business model, and a family. And I wasn't brought up in a large kind of family where all the nichies and uncles and aunties is coming together. I was a very small family, but when I got to meet Lisa, she comes from that kind of family where everyone just jumps in and you just do what you do because that's what family does. Because that's my perspective or my view on family. As a result of my view on family, I'm just going to do it. It would be absolutely ridiculous to walk in my house and see my clothes on the floor, the bed unmade, and think that, weet jy, kom as jy, why don't you pick anything up? No, it would be ridiculous because it's not a business. It's my family. So my view that I have is going to determine how I engage. I have a view on family. As a result of that, I'm going to engage. I'm going to pick up my own clothes. I'm going to make my own bed. I'm going to help there around the house just naturally because that's what we do as family. But if I go into a restaurant, I'm not going to take my potato peeler and walk up there and say, Lyser, hoe kan ek jy help asseblief? No, because my view on a business is coming in, and the way that I view that is going to determine how I engage on that. It's very straightforward. And so we're going to just look a little bit of what the Word is saying and how we can respond. So Ephesians 2, we can, if you have your Word, you can turn to Ephesians 2 there. And maybe just a little bit of a background on Ephesians. Paul wrote it addressing all members, all parts of the body. And in the beginning, and I think he does this throughout everything that he read, that he wrote, he would always address the identity of the people, saying, you are the temple of God, come back to this, or you are this, come back to that. And he's kind of saying, this is what you guys are, saying this is the identity. And then later, he tells them very practical things of how to do it. Very practical. And saying, look, bye for my bye away. So Ephesians 2:19, it says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. I just want to read it in the NLT also here. Maybe just a little bit longer. So verse 2:19 and onwards. So now you Gentiles or outsiders are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together we are his house built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Jesus Christ himself, the one that is holding everything together, the cornerstone. So, how do I view you guys? How do I view my local church? And the way that I view my local church is going to determine how I engage or I act in it. And I must be honest, I remember, I think it was in the beginning of this year, Christoph, you know, we're getting more involved, and it's incredible, and we want to be more involved in the local church in whichever way possible, simply as a result of our love for the Father and His people. And I remember the one morning Christoph asked, yeah, just come and share a little bit this kind of journey that how God has been nudging you guys to get more involved. And I remember I stood here in the front and I said, you know, I just really want to be involved because I want to see this machine, this well-oiled machine working and running. And a couple of days ago, I realized, sure, I need to repent, because this is not a machine that needs to be well-oiled and running. It's not something that I can just stick a spanner into and say, hier moet ons 'n bietjie draai, want dit werk nie, en dit moet maar gebeur. No. It is a family of people from all different backgrounds, with emotions and ups and downs and hurt and sorrow, with good things and bad things and everything in between, but not a well-oiled machine. So I apologize for having this view that this needs to be a business that needs to be operated in such a way, and if things is not in place, then it's, you know, let's get this done. It's a family where there's room for error and bearing with one another. And so I've been challenged with this. And to be honest with you, if I have to be completely honest where I am in the midst of what I'm experiencing, these three things that is finding themselves all over the world in different parts of the body, different churches, and over here I'm experiencing all three. I'm experiencing family, and Didi was, yay. Excuse, ek wil net vir jou sê, you're a really encouragement for me, the way that you operate as a family member. It's really just jumping in, doing what you need to do because it needs to be done. And that's how family works. And if I go to my mother-in-law's house and I'm there, and it's my vakansietyd, and ons is nou daar, and ons kuier lekker, and it's gemakkelijk, I'm going to jump in because that's what family does normally. I'm going to go get the wood in the wheelbarrow, take it to the braai place, or if I need to peel potatoes, I will do that also. But you know what? I have got zero gift for peeling potatoes, for carrying wood to the braai place. I don't have a gift in that, but I do it because it's family. And it's just a natural way that family operates. We just jump in, we do what we do, because that's what we do. Amen. Amen. But if I had to go to my family-in-law and just sit there on the couch and just kind of wait to be served all the time, and with this expectation, like this is a restaurant, and I'm viewing my family as a restaurant, just coming in to get something that I want, but I don't want to do anything, then it's going to be havoc for me. Ask my wife. It's not going to go down well. And we don't do that. So maybe just as an encouragement, or also maybe you can help me. I'm a young guy. I'm married with two little children, and I need a bit of help with building a family. There's many other people that can help me here with this. What are some of the elements? And maybe we can just shout them out. What are some of the elements that build a good family? And maybe just before we do that, I know that in this world, there's a lot of framework around family, and some of it's broken, and some of it's brilliant. Some people come from a very broken family house, and some people not. And so when we're talking about family, the way that God speaks about it in His Word, and we're going to come through a couple of scriptures, I don't think we can add our framework of how we've experienced family in this broken world. And maybe there's elements that is great, then for sure. But we've got to look at the Word and saying, how does God the Father see His family? And maybe, and this needs to be our framework. So maybe just a few points for me. Help me quickly. What is a few elements that build a good family? How can I build a good family? Always speak the truth, okay? Always speak the truth. In love. Diensbaar servant. Ja, asseblief. Ek gesels in Engels, maar julle kan asseblief in Afrikaans gooi hier, so dis reg hoor. Ek is heeltemal. Staying on your knees. So prayer, I guess. Prayer in a family. Trust. patience, a lot of patience, forgiveness, eetsaam. Ja, lekker. Eetsaam. Ek like it. Skoonmaak. Connectivity, oom, Henny. Relationship. So how do we do relationship? What are some of the elements that is helping us to do relationship? Because we know it's important, but there's a couple of factors, there's a couple of things that's going to help us to do relationship. Iemand het iets gesê? Connectivity. Spending time together. So making effort to spend time together. You know, this is a challenge for a lot of people, me including. Spend time together. Support, wat nog? Humble. Confirmation, affirmation. Atsa. Amen, brother. Nou wat moet die vrouens vir die manne doen? Nee, ek joke sommer. You have to be invested. Daar moet 'n belangstel. I need to be invested in that member of my family. And as a result of my investment in him, I'm going to make effort and they're going to experience it. Nog ietsie. Legacy. Leaving a legacy. What about communication? Iemand praat van kommunikasie. Is dit nie belangrik nie? Communication. And I want to just put an extra word with that. Consistent communication is probably the key. And to be honest with you, as an individual where my family is all over the world, I'm experiencing this in a very real way. My parents in New Zealand, my brother in Canada, I don't have very much close family here in the Cape. And so my framework of family is just a little bit, and this is why God is saying, hey, listen, there's a different way. And I've called you into a family. And so, throughout this word, I've been seeing this thread. And it's so beautiful how God, you know, she was speaking about that we are the bride of Christ or part of the bride of Christ. Other is soldiers, we are the army of God. But one aspect that's finding its way all the way through is that we are sons and daughters. We are part of this family, this household, as we read in Ephesians. And God did not send his son to save soldiers. God did not send his son to save employers. He sent his son to save sons and daughters. The soldiers that needed to be trained up, the army of God needed to be trained up because of evil. It was never intended to be that way. Soldiers in a country, there's only one reason why there's an army, because there's a danger. So we want to touch on this subject here, family. And how do I walk in this door? How am I at my cell group? How am I caring on a Saturday evening with the believers of God? And how do I view church? And my view of church is going to determine or influence anyways how I engage. And I've been challenged. I think my view in many ways has kind of been business orientated. And it's because there's banners and there's branding and there's all these things that we see all over the world. And I think it distracts us and it helps us not to see it in a normal family way where we can just be ourselves and we don't have to put on a show all the time. We can just really be family. And in family, is there structures? For sure. Is there values? Is there things that we need to follow as a family? For sure. It's for our own protection. And so I've seen at home that there's normally a few people that when I go to my family-in-law and we're caring over the December holiday or whatever the case may be, there's a few people that don't really get involved as a family member. And that's when I mean, like, if you're in the kitchen or at the braai or whatever needs to be done, just think of a family situation, large family gathering, everyone's hustling and bustling, doing their thing, and everyone's getting involved because that's just what family does. It's quite normal. But there's a couple of groups of people that don't really do anything when they get together, and that's young children. My kinders, nee, hulle hardloop net rond en hulle doen wat hulle wil. Hulle speel bal en dan moan hulle daar en dan eet hulle sweeties heel dag and they're not really contributing too much of what needs to be done here because that's what they do. They're just children. It's fine. And they're going to grow up, and I'm going to help them to take care of responsibilities and chores and all these things. But that's fine. They're children. The other one is a guest. Now, in South Africa, it's beautiful. We've got a beautiful, polite culture. I like it. When someone comes over to my house, I'm immediately, hey, luister, kan ek vir ietsie kry om te drink? Sit. Ja, man, kan ek help? Nee, glad nie. Jy sit net daar. Ons gaan vir jou uitsort. Asseblief. Ons gaan vir jou help. So jy moet net lekker relax. Welkom in ons huis. Asseblief. And after some time, if that guest is becoming family or, you know, becoming regular and is constantly at our house, just something natural happens. They just get involved. I've seen it all the time. Kate at Laureen's house, you know, in the beginning, maybe we were guests. Now my wife is always in the kitchen. I'm doing the... Oh, I don't really do much there. I sit on my bum. I'm one of those guys, maybe. But it's just a normal, natural thing. And if we look at our family structure, what is the things that is happening naturally? Just think about it. It's not the rocket science. We're just getting involved because that's what family does. And I don't need to have a mandate from God to go peel potatoes or pack wood. No, I just do it because it needs to be done. And do I want to take anything away from gifts? Definitely not. Hear my heart here. If we have a gift, if I have a gift, let this be the place where I express it. But may my gift not hold me back from being part of the family and serving in a family just as a family would. Whether it needs to be children there at the back, or chairs need to be packed out, or at the cell group where I need to be part of it, or whatever our family gathering looks like as believers. And we talked about a few things of what builds a healthy family. You know, these WhatsApp groups, that's everywhere. Ek is a groepie ou anywhere. So ek, maar ek besef dis eintlik uitstekend. We're on a vissermanne, dis nou hulle, hulle is vissermanne daar van Namakwaland. So I'm on a fisherman's group, that's my family-in-law, en hulle is my foto's, en is dit, en is daai, en is my baie goeikies, en dan is het dit, en my ouers is my daai kant, and it's these groups, and I think we all on one of these groups as family, it's what happens, and we can probably, weet jy, dis nog foto's, en is nog ietsie, en is nog een ding, en ek is nou nie lis vir dit nie, en is die lekker nie, en al hierdie goeikies. Maar in the meantime, I'm realizing in the midst of these groups, that I'm constantly aware where my family is. Constant communication. Receiving photos of Parelgum and die ding, and ek besef, ek weet altyd waar my family-in-law is. I know where they're at, what they're involved with, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and everything in between. And so, what are the ways that we, as family, how are we building family? And there's many ways. I want to kind of say all of the above. Because someone asked me, you know, Sunday fellowship, is it really, you know, helping? Is it really necessary? Is it building family? And I would definitely say there's a part where it is, for sure. Because here, all the small groups of families that is doing their thing all throughout the week, all the time, maybe one person out of that family is coming and is here and is hearing, is experiencing what God is doing corporately and can take that back and go share it in their family. You know, this is what God is saying, this is what and there's something in gathering on a Sunday corporately that helps us know what God is doing or saying, or sharing, or encouraging, that we can take back to all our other gatherings, whether it's a cell group or a Sunday fellowship. But these not, if this is all that we rely on to build family, we're going to have a very unhealthy family. And I've experienced this. I've got family that come over from New Zealand once a year, maybe even once every year and a half. And you know, it's difficult. It's really a challenge because we are not spending constant time together. We are not doing it healthy in such a way. It's one big boom, okay, cheers, and now we're trying to stay in WhatsApp every now and then, which is also good and is part of building family. But if that's all that it is, it's not going to be a healthy family. And so how do we build family? How do we do this? I think all of the above. I think there's a scripture in Hebrews 12 that says, do not give up or do not, you know, let's come together. Gather together as saints consistently. whether it's a Sunday, whether it's a cell group, whether it's a Saturday on a braai, whether it's on the bicycle with a friend, whether it's whatever it is, however it may be, let's do it as a family. But if I see this place as a service that I'm coming to get something that I don't want to do, is going to be catastrophic for a family. And I think the heart of it is to see, what is God the Father? How is He seeing this? How is He experiencing His family kind of trying to... And maybe there was one last person that doesn't really do anything on a family gathering, and we don't really have someone like that in our family. But I've heard and I've seen movies, and I've, you know, daai een oompie wat net op die bank sit en niks doen, and hy's daar vir ewig, hoor. He's been there forever and a day. If it's a oom of a tannie of a dweekal, maar he's always there, and he just wants a whiskey key, and hy wil net daar sit en wil net daar sit. Maar weet jy? Most of the time, those guys that just sit there and really just want nothing to do with anything, or other, but they're there, they have most of the time all the things to say. Now, I had altijd iets om te sê oor hoe dit moet gedoen wees. Weet jy, dit moet maar so. Or what, and so there's these three kind of categories, people that come in, and it's a reality. And so one thing, and again, going back to how does family naturally look? And if I'm viewing you as a family, how am I engaging with you? And how does family naturally look? Well, something is very straightforward. It's there is growth in a family. You know, my son, I'm raising a child, but I'm actually raising a father. And that's just a natural, there's maturity that happens in family. We are raising mothers and fathers. We are raising managers and all the rest of it. And you know, it would be catastrophic, I think, in my family if my son of 7 or 4 had to all of a sudden stop growing. Everyone would be concerned. Like if he had to physically stop growing, né, at 7 years old, ek sal sê, "Joh, liefie, daar's 'n fout hierso. Ons moet 'n dokter kry." En die ouma en die oupa en die auntie en die tannie en die broer en die niggie en die oom, so almal sê, "Luister daar, Jessie, what is happening? He stopped growing. He's physically not growing. Something needs to happen." And immediately we would all respond to say, "Listen, we need to get you to a doctor. You are not growing." And we would address it. And we would help. Why? Because he's now bad and not doing anything and he doesn't want... No, want hy is ons seun. Ons is lief vir hom. And we see there's a concern. But when that happens in a congregation sometimes, it is catastrophic. Because wie is hy? Hy kan nie vir my sê nie. Yeah, yes. The biggest challenge, Noah's biggest challenge at the moment is probably me, because I'm addressing a lot of things in his life. And that's what family does. And it's the encouragement, it's the challenges, it's the discipline, it's the joys, it's the everything in between, but it's just normal family, and that's what we do, just normally. And it's absolutely healthy, but it is very messy. And it is just normal. And so, if I see a friend and I'd say, "Listen, you know, 2 years ago you were struggling with this same thing in the same way. I'm concerned that you are not growing. Are we in a place to do that with one another?" But if he's seeing it as a service or a business, he would say, "Hey, luister, waiter, hierso jy. Jy kan nie nou vir my sê nie, ek kom eintlik om ietsie te kry hierso. You're not part of my life, actually. I'm just..." And that's what we see in the worldwide church all over. People is coming in to receive something. And then when there's some sort of family concept that is brought in, it's like, "Oh, no, heck is eight." Or if something happens within a congregation and it's not to their liking, the service is not what they were actually, you know, it wasn't ideal. And you get some people that raise their hand and say, "Nee, dit is net, nee, ek hou nie van tomaties op my brood. Jy kom maar net daar, gaan sê vir jou bestuurder, is heeltemal uit, dit is glad nie." And then you get people like me, I just stay quiet, but I remember it. But then we see this throughout the church, in the world, that people is just kind of window shopping. "Ja, nee, dit is vir my lekker. Daai kerk is nou diep lekker vir my, want dit, dit en dit." Of, "Yeah, you know, I was there and it was just, nou, daai ou het so gemaak en hy dit, and I'm just going to go take my business elsewhere," is what we would say in a business model. "I'm just going to take who, what, me, and I'm just going to go to a different place." And I don't mind having different parts of the family. That's okay. But if you're a guest here and you want to check it out, no problem. hey, kom sit. Ek gaan vir jou koffie kry, 100%. Gaan sit, dis lekker. Wees deel. But if you're a family member, and you've been a family member, and you're calling this home, then there's got to be a different way to do it, I think, anyways. And it's beautiful. And some of the clear examples that we see of that, and ek gaan nou by die skrif kom, maar ek, maybe I'm just sharing my heart, but some of the examples that we see in that is, if the institution or the church doesn't set something up, then we don't know how to do it. And I've been in Canada and I heard this, and New Zealand was exactly the same. Malawi the same. Different congregations throughout South Africa the same. You know, I would get a question like this. So there was a neighbor and he just got saved. Where can I send him? Do you have a new, you know, saved people group? I was saying, no, you can send him to your living room. And or send him there on a Sunday at a braai. Kuier saam met die ou. Wees deel van sy lewe. But if there's not this group of something that is done from someone else, some way, then I'm kind of like, oh, I don't really know what to do here. And it's catastrophic for the family of God. Jou getuienis vanoggend daar agter was uitstekend. Dis presies dit. Daai jeug wat ingekom en jy hoef nie nou te deel nie, maar it's the same thing. Someone came to her saying that they're struggling with whatever it was, and immediately a natural response is, yeah, there's someone for that. I can get someone to help you. And the Lord challenged, no, this is Jonah. It's yours. Do something. Because that's what a family does. Just normal. If I'm operating in a business, I'm going to try find the department. What department is going to sort this business out? I'm just going to find it's the small group department, or it's this department, or it's that department. And if that, you know, it's not my department, because we've got this model sorted out. Yeah. And so I've been seeing this throughout, and I've just been encouraged again. And I guess what I'm saying in some sort of way is that I'm all in for family. And I haven't been viewing my local church all the time as a family. And as a result of not viewing it all the time as a family, I've been engaging in such a way. And it goes both ways with members and leaders. Because I've also seen there's these movements all around the world at the moment, and people call it discipleship, people call it these movements, and where the leaders is, yeah, no, we need to just train, and so these employers can just go out and win souls for Christ. You know, we just need to win these souls for Christ, which is great. It is good. And we talk like this because it's the Christian knees that we use. But it's kind of like, oh, there's this structure of we need to accomplish something because this is what we do. You know, we're managers. And, you know, is my son a manager? For sure he is. He needs to manage his room. He needs to manage his play toys. He needs to manage himself. But that doesn't mean now he's all of a sudden this manager, oh, that's working in the structure, and he needs to just now be a manager. No, it's not a business model. It's a family model. And so we're seeing it from both ways. And it's catastrophic for the local body of Christ at the moment, is viewing a church as a business. And don't get me wrong, I think it's such a subtle thing. I don't think it's someone saying, I view a church like a business. No, it's not the case. I think it's subtle things that creep in over time and becomes part of our culture, the way that we do things. And so, you know, and just a different perspective of training people so that they can win souls for Christ, where it's not such a rigid, if you know your father and how he feels for the orphan that is lost, that if you have children yourself and you could just think for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your son or daughter was out there somewhere being taken over by the world, molested, raped, stealing, killing, destroying. If that was your child there, it would break me as a father. And I would do everything in my capacity with my family to say, luister hierso, ons, we need to do something here. We need to get him back. We need to get that family member back. And I think that's the other side of that's the family way. That's the concept of family. But the subtleness of business model crept in, and it's banners, and it's this, and it's all these ways that we need to just become better believers of God, better employers, so that we can be better. I understand where it comes from, but the motive, the heart, was always family in the beginning, and slowly over time. So, and I hear this for the past month or so, and maybe it's just because God has been speaking to me about it, but I hear that this is probably one of the greatest longing desires that people have, is to be part of a family. It's just to be part of something where they feel they belong. And where in this family, it's messy and there's things that is up and the down, but there's some sort of joy because it's family. Das itzi and Christoph shared it last week with this Hest love. These three things, the way that the brain works, just quickly, it's if we don't experience these three things, we just close. And we don't allow anything to transform us. And I think that's been a reality for a while within local congregation, because there's been no belonging to a certain identity. My children know where they belong, and there's an identity connected to that. Is there joy? There is joy. Is there messy? There's also messy, for sure. And are they loved? For sure. There definitely is. But I think slowly but surely, over years and generations, in all countries, all places, worldwide, with God's people, here's these things that have just crept in. And we see it. We experience it. I do. Because I can also walk in and say, doesn't it my job, ni? It's not my job description to do that and this and this. If I had to say that to my mother-in-law, weet jy, sy sal vir my sommer, nee ma, dis nie my job description om nou daai ding op te vee. Huh? No, it just doesn't work that way, because family doesn't work that way. And so I want to read this scripture from Romans 12. Romans 12 verse 2, if you have it, you can turn to your Bible. And forgive me if I'm all over the show, but I I've been convicted deeply with my view on the local church, and my view on the local church wasn't a deliberate, active decision that I made and said, I'm going to view the local church like this. No, that wasn't. It was a subtle thing that crept in over time, and as a result of that subtle thing that crept in over time, this business way, this that I engaged in a certain way, and I need to repent for that. It's not ideal. It's not good. So in Romans 12 verse 2, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We've got a pattern in this world, and it's very, 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 very real. And this pattern is very easy to be conformed to. And don't get me wrong, when I was reborn, when I met the Lord, when I realized this God is real, and I was reborn, everything here changed. Like, I remember it. Everything here changed. But there was this pattern or this way of thinking that didn't immediately just, Alice is no neat. Oh, I wish it was. But if I have to be honest, it wasn't. I still had a way of thinking that I got as a result of growing up in a certain way, being in a certain country, in a certain family. You know, and I developed this pattern of the way of thinking. But so when I was reborn, I stepped into this new family, this new kingdom. From being an orphan, a family member, everything new. This is incredible. I'm part of a family. But I stepped in with a pattern, the way that I used to think. And now many people are stepping in with a pattern, and we are coming with this way of thinking, which is not aspris, that is nie. That's just a way. And we're trying to live that same pattern in kingdom. We're trying to live that same pattern actually in a family. And I bought. It's yes ni lakani. And so when we see broken local church, it's maybe because you are not a bunch of employers. You're a family. And I think it's a place where we can grow. We can definitely grow in that. Personally, that's how I feel. And has there been hurt? Has there been this? Has been, for sure. All over the worldwide church. And one of the greatest reasons is because it is not just an employer-boss situation, employer, I've got a task, and if it's not done, then I'm just... No. It's been viewed like that, and there's engagement like that, and as a result of it, it's catastrophic, where it should be family. So in Romans 12, it says, as I said, but I want to just read it again, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will. Talking about our Father, what is His will? What an incredible question. What is God's good and pleasing will? And it says it throughout the whole Bible, but one aspect of His will is found in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:12 to 16. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 to 16, it says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, so just a little bit of a heads up with Paul, if you read all Paul's writing, most of his language that he uses is family orientated, consistently. Dit is nie net 'n mooi ding om te sê, broers and sisters. It's not just a cultural thing that we use because that's what the church does. No, he was talking to brothers and sisters. He was talking to the people that was in the house with him, a family member in this new kingdom, and they were brothers and sisters. So now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Daai 12, né? From 12 to 6, it sounds like one big family. One big family. It's beautiful. There's disruptive. There's idle. There's encouraged. There's disheartened. There's weak. There's patient. There's rejoice. There's pray continually. All these things that you've said is there. And this is what God is saying. This is my good and pleasing will for you as people of God, as a family. Don't pay wrong back for wrong. In a business, that happens quite easily. Yeah, I know for my swan, so I can know for him swan. And that's just a normal pattern of this world that we see all over businesses, in hotels, in die diens was hier vir my lekker nie. Ek gaan nooit hier kom nie. It doesn't work like that in church family, or it shouldn't anyways. But it's crept its way in, and it's catastrophic. It's not good. So maybe I think if somewhere, somehow, Karen, maybe we're just going to be going to prayer, if that's okay. Maybe praying with one another, Karen, if you can just give us a bit of background music. But if somewhere, somehow, and I think this is it is a personal thing and it's a corporate thing, but if I have been viewing the local church in this way, I've been engaging, I can tell how I've been engaging. I might not necessarily know the clear view that I have. That binoculars might have to be adjusted a little bit, but I can definitely see how I've been engaging. I can tell by my fruit, the way that I've been living and being and operating with you and with everyone else. That is the fruit that I can tell. And I've been seeing that I've been engaging in such a way that has been telling me, Brett, you've been viewing my family like a business. And my father said, it's not good. It's not a bunch of employers. It's not a bunch of people that can just operate in a certain way so that this thing can become... No, it's family, and my orphans is waiting outside. And so it's a real thing for me. And if it's a real thing for us, maybe if we can just turn 2-2, 3-3, where we're at, and just pray. Because to be honest with you, every congregation needs help in this area. that it would come be a family that God desires. That he would be the father saying, my family is messy. Oh, that's okay. But they're family. And I think we need help in this. So may we turn to and just ask God, God, we need help with this. And if there's any conviction in your heart that you say, ek het regtig, ek sien dit as 'n besigheid. Ek stap hier in en ek soek net ietsie, maar ek wil niks doen nie. Net soos 'n restaurant of a hotel or whatever it is, that kind of model, then with me, repent. So ek wil net deel wees van 'n familie. And is it morsig? It is. But it's okay, we're going to keep on going, we're going to keep on encouraging, we're going to try and be patient, we're going to keep on coming together to see how those orphans outside can be brought back into his house, because that's what makes my father happy. It's good for him. And then, yeah, let's turn to, let's pray with one another, ask God for help in our family so that we can respond. Regardless of our gifts, regardless of what we can bring to the table, but because we are passionate about family and not what I can do or not do. So net waar jy is, kom ons spandeer 'n tydjie in gebed en dan gaan ek maar afsluit. Ek gaan sommer vir ons afsluit en jy kan maar net daar waar jy is, jy kan klaarmaak. Lord Jesus, thank you that we can be part of your family. Thank you that you've called us sons and daughters, that you've made a way for us to know you as Father. Thank you that you constantly, as Father, share with us how you feel. And Lord, I know that many in your family has been hurt within the church. And I think the main reason is because we have family and it hurts the most. But sometimes it's dealt with as a business, so it hurts even more because we are actually just a family member. So help us to see one another not as just another employer or another boss situation, that we would really just jump in. That we would be part of what you are doing because we are your family. It's just a natural outflow of family. And so help us with that, Lord. Help us with that. Help us to be sons and daughters that just operate naturally, just as family. Seeing in your word where we can jump in, how we can do what we need to do in all the gathering where we come together, whether it's a Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday, or Saturday. Help us to come together as your family, where your family can be built up, where your family can be encouraged, where together as a family we can hear your heart, and together as a family we can take on this beautiful task of building your family. We know that this is your heart, Lord. Yeah, and so I just want to read three scriptures. You can keep your eyes closed. I just want to read three scriptures over us. Therefore, as we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Galatians 6 verse 10. In Matthew 12:50, here is my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. And in Ephesians 5 verse 1, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us. Lord, may we love just the way that you loved us. May we be brothers and sisters. May we not neglect coming together as you said in Hebrews. May we come together consistently. May we communicate. May we send photos. May we just be normal family with one another, with a center, and that is you as our Father. Help us to be family. Lord, we repent for seeing employers, for seeing bosses, for seeing structures above all else and not seeing family. Forgive me for my way that I viewed your family and engaged as a result of it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Laaste ding, ek dink I think the greatest hurt that has been out there that I've heard is church hurt. It's really a thing. It's really a reality that I'm hearing all the time, seeing everywhere where we are getting hurt within church, in family. And it's a reality. It's a real thing because it's family. So I want to encourage us to know that there is hurt, but maybe let us deal with the hurt as family would deal with it. In whichever way that the Lord, the Father, leads us. It's a beautiful thing. We cannot just take our business elsewhere. Werk hier so nie, dis hier besigheid hier. Amen.